Team Obama gets to work.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Today, Barack Obama will introduce his economic team, and not a moment too soon. Obama wants Congress to pass a stimulus package by the time he's inaugurated. That package could be almost as big as the $700 billion bailout. What's being discussed is more than $500 billion in federal spending and tax cuts. From the reports out this weekend, it looks like Obama's team will include New York Fed President Tim Geithner, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. The other big story this morning, of course, is Citigroup. Citigroup has more than $2 trillion tied to banks and businesses around the world, and by the government's thinking, that is way too big to fail. So last night, the Fed, the Treasury, and the FDIC outlined a plan to rescue Citigroup. Marketplace's Steve Henn joins us now from Washington. Steve, how are they going to do it?
Well, you know, as you probably remember, back in October, Citigroup received a $25 billion investment from the U.S. Treasury. Today, the Feds are basically doubling their stake, investing another $20 billion. But the real value for Citi isn't that cash. It's that the U.S. Treasury and the FDIC and the Federal Reserve have agreed to guarantee more than $300 billion in potentially toxic Citigroup investments, just in case those investments go south.
So the government would buy up those assets. That sounds kind of familiar. This is along the lines of what Paulson had in mind in the first place.
It's really similar. The government isn't actually buying up the assets here. It's just guaranteeing the assets against future losses. But the end result is the same. The risks to Citigroup are reduced because the Treasury and the FDIC and the Federal Reserve are going to bear those risks. The thing that's different is the numbers involved here are just huge. I mean, just for this one bank, the Feds are going to be on the hook for $300 billion. The original bailout package was $700 billion.
And if we're going to be on the hook for, you know, this amount of money, what's in it here for the taxpayer, for the customer?
Well, Hank Paulson was under a lot of pressure when he spoke to Congress last week about what he was doing for borrowers and what he was doing to stop foreclosures. And as part of this plan, the FDIC is going to push Citi to renegotiate mortgages. Now, this is a plan the FDIC has tried with other banks, and it's gotten a lot of positive reviews, both in Congress and from consumer groups.
Marketplace's Steve Henn in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.
The stock markets are having a mixed reaction to this bailout. There's a tinge of bailout fatigue out there. In Asia, the markets closed 2% lower. Japan was actually closed today. But European shares are up 4%, and it looks like Wall Street is headed for a rally this Monday morning. The Dow starts out at 8,046. It lost 5% last week. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both lost 8%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Today, Mr. Sloan gives out his Turkey of the Year awards. And boy, there have been a lot of turkeys this year. Topping the list is the government letting Lehman Brothers fail. Alan, why is that the biggest turkey?
Because letting Lehman fail set off a whole batch of problems that nobody, I have to say, including me, anticipated. It messed up the markets. It led to a money market fund breaking the buck. It started runs of hedge funds moving their money, and it set off this horrible mess that is still continuing. That's why I have given it not only the Turkey of the Year award, but very likely the turkey of the decade, since there are only 2 years left in the decade.
All right. So another one on your list is this very recent Treasury flip-flop and the fact that the Troubled Asset Relief Program is no longer about troubled assets.
The Treasury yelled and Fed yelled and screamed and said, we have to do this or Western civilization is at stake. Then they start to do it, and then they say, never mind. So that sort of undermines faith in the people running the system, and that's a very bad thing. And we're seeing fallout from that now, because when Hank Paulson, who I think is a reasonably formidable guy, the Treasury Secretary, he gets up, no one seems to pay any attention anymore. And Ben Bernanke at the Fed, people worshiped at the feet of Alan Greenspan. I'm not sure why, but Bernanke says stuff and it's ignored.
But bottom line, Alan, do you think switching course was actually the right decision?
Yes. The problem there was they should have thought things out before they announced their plan. It's clear they didn't.
Beyond the financial crisis, you have a couple of other turkeys, one of them being Yahoo spurning Microsoft.
Before Microsoft made the offer, the stock was something like 19. Then it ran up to 30 or 31 or something like that. And now it's something like 10. And you might say, well, that's happened to the whole market. The thing is, if they had said yes, they'd have $31 of cash and they wouldn't have to worry about the whole market. But as they say, that's life in the big city.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Happy Thanksgiving.
And may the turkeys in your portfolio be smaller next year.
If you have your own turkeys to nominate, by all means, share them with us online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.